This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It's 12 minutes past 8 and you're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
And we are about to have a chat about what to do this school holidays with rainbow families. And at the top of the show, we asked for some suggestions of things to do, maybe some activities.
Well, you need some activities today, Rach, because you are looking after Alfie.
Yes, he is my fairy godson. Because non-religious godchildren, what do you call them? Fairy godchildren. So
love it.
One of the suggestions came through from Wayne in Brisbane, saying buy some big sketchbooks or activity pads. And one of the best things you can do with kids is draw and colour. And I would draw things for my cousin's kids and then give it to them to colour in.
Oh, I love that. That's actually like a double layer of creativity, which is very cool. I think big is always a good way to go. Size on school holidays does help.
True. So really big drawing pads.
Yeah, not all the time, but school holidays, you need to give them that extra surface and fill in that extra little bit of time.
Well, we obviously just found out about your relationship with your niece and nephews. What sort of activities do you do with them?
Well, it all depends on where we are. So when we're at my parents at Nonna and Nonna's, it's really, Nonna and Nonna's have tubs of things. So they just kind of throw everything out. We'll be making cars 1 minute, watching Bluey the next. And because it's my mum and dad's place, you know, it's just constant chaos. When they're at my place, it's jumping on every bit of furniture they can. I have massive bean bags, so they like to play parachutes. But also the kids do love to jump into the drag room and find, wear a wig and stuff like that.
Oh,
but I like on school holidays, you know, going for walks, there's going to the park, you always find something fun at a museum.
That's so true. And especially during school holidays, they usually have really good things. We just got another message in saying, in school holidays, the zoo is free for little ones, which is good. And, you know, I like animals too.
Oh, I love animals. And you know what? If you are in Melbourne, Melbourne International Comedy Festival have a lot of free things on for kids this week as well. So why not check that out?
Well, we are going to find out what Rainbow Families has installed, not just for this school holidays, but coming up for the rest of the year as well. We're going to chat with Ashley right after Samir Rodriguez.
Joy.
It's 17 minutes past 8. You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean. And with school holidays now in full swing, plenty of rainbow parents and kids have more free time than ever before. And what better time than today, a day where Rach is having a fairy godmother day with her godson Alfie for the school holidays to talk about it.
So to talk a bit about what LGBTQIA+ families can keep busy with and more, we're joined by Ashley from Rainbow Families and Gay Dads. Ashley, welcome back to Joy Breakfast.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, for rainbow parents and kids that are running out of activities to keep them busy with school holidays, what sort of events or activities are happening that you might get involved in?
Sure. So school holidays are a really lovely, joyful time, but they can also be quite a long time to have to occupy your kids, which we're all aware of. There's a really lovely drag story time that's happening in Lilydale tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 o'clock that I've found. And we know drag story time is a beautiful, inclusive event, but particularly in Melbourne, has been a bit tricky the last few years with protests. So it's really lovely to see that there's one happening out in Lilydale tomorrow. So I would encourage people to head along to that to show your support and to show your kids how fabulous our community is, the drag story time.
That one's hosted by Brenda Breast. It's going to be a whole heap of fun. I'll be there with the Rainbow Community Angels. But what are some of the things your rainbow family do to keep busy over the holidays?
We always love getting out in the outdoors, so, you know, heading down to the beach if the weather's good, doing bushwalks is always a fun thing to do, and lots of play dates with friends. I find when I've got my kids by myself, It's always a bit harder, whereas if you've got a house full of kids, it's always so much fun. They, you know, get on well together, generally speaking. Put a bit of craft out. put some craft out, set up some activities, and they kind of look after themselves. And it's also a really lovely way of building community. You know, if you've got friends that you haven't seen for a while, or, you know, if the kids haven't caught up with friends for a while, it's nice to invite them over and, you know, let the kids make their own fun, I say.
Definitely.
It's kind of good as well because the families get to kind of share, burden's the wrong word, but share the load as it was. You know, you have all of the kids this day, we'll have them this day, and everyone just gets to have a bit of a breather.
Now,
how my family stays sane, I tell you.
Yes, sharing is caring. It takes a village, they say. Mm-hmm. Now, we've spoken to rainbow families on our show before. What sort of activities do you do when you all get together across all the many different suburbs that you have meetups?
So in Melbourne, there's so many playgroups that happen right across the city, and there's something on pretty much every day, which is really fantastic. And it really is led by the group that comes along, and, you know, playgroups kind of change over time as kids get older and go to school. You might have an influx of babies again. So each of the groups is really individual. But they're all really well resourced with activities for different age groups. So they'll all have baby mats and baby toys so that people that are joining the community with little tiny bubs can come along and hang out on the baby mat. And then as the kids get older, there's, you know, indoor and outdoor activities for the kids. But something I love and I think is more important at our catch-ups and events is the ability for parents and carers to connect with each other and to share the highs of being a queer parent and also some of the struggles and the challenges that we face solely as queer parents. So having that ability to build community with other LGBTQ plus parents is invaluable, I say.
Now, Ashley, we had a chat earlier this week with a foster carer who has a child through Oz Child. Do all sorts of families, do including foster families, get welcomed along to Rainbow Family events?
Absolutely. So we're here to support LGBTQ plus parents and their kids. It doesn't matter how those kids come to be, whether it's through fostering adoption, whether it's through surrogacy, whether it's through known donors, unknown donors. There's something I love about our community is the diversity of our community and that there's no right or wrong way to be part of the Rainbow Families community. I've always found it interesting that people who have kids through previous heterosexual relationships and might come out as a parent a little bit later, they quite often have a lot of anxiety around whether they will be welcomed at Rainbow Families events and will reach out to me directly and say, hey, you know, I've just left my partner, you know, from a straight relationship and we will want to join the Rainbow Families community, but will we be welcomed? And absolutely is my answer is come along. We would love to welcome you into the community and show your family what an awesome space the Rainbow Families community is. So, yeah, whether it's through fostering, adoption, whatever, everyone is welcome at Rainbow Families.
Got such a big smile on my dial hearing that. It's so welcoming and so fantastic. Now, you've spoken with us before about making Rainbow Families here on the show, but you've gone bigger and better for some of your seminars for 2024. So what new aspects can people expect? What's on the cards this year?
Sure. So Making Rainbow Families is one of our most exciting ones, and that's for people who are considering parenthood. It's a full-day seminar online or in person in Sydney, and we have fostering adoption agencies, surrogacy experts, IVF clinics. We have home insemination experts, legal experts. It really is the one-stop shop for LGBTQ plus people looking to start a family. And it's a really lovely, inclusive event. And we have a panel of parents and kids to finish the day off where you get to hear from the voices of parents, but also from the kids. And, you know, the kids start at eight and nine, and up to adult kids. You know, I shouldn't say kids. And so you get to hear, you know, what's it actually like being a person who's raised by queer parents and what are some of the challenges and what are some of the benefits. So the Making Rainbow Family Seminar, May 25th, is a really awesome event that we have coming up. We also have something on today, which might be a bit late notice for some of your listeners, but it's a self-advocacy webinar. Oh. So it's focusing purely on the early learning space. So we've put a bit of time and energy into creating more inclusive early learning spaces for queer families. And one of the aspects of that is this webinar today, which is being hosted by Marley Greenwood, who is our new Family Diversity Inclusion Training Officer, very long title. But basically, it's an hour-long webinar where she's going to talk about what parents can do if they've got kids in early learning spaces to advocate for more inclusion. And we've done a lot of work in this space, and I was talking to Marley yesterday about it, actually, and most people say, oh, yeah, my daycare or my preschool, my early learning center, like, it's good, like, they're pretty inclusive. However, they could be better at, and there's always a but, there's always something they could be better at. And so Marley's going to talk to us today at 12 about all the things that you can do as a queer parent to say, do you know what, you're really good, but Mother's Day is a really tricky day for our family, and you're not great at dealing with Mother's Day, or the forms weren't so great. Maybe you can update the forms. So I'd really strongly encourage anyone that's got kids at early learning centres to jump on our website on the What's On page, therainbowfamilies.com.au, and sign up for that one today.
Brilliant. Very important information. And that ties in so well with the last chat that we had sometime September last year, I think it was, about the Beyond the Rainbow Making a Difference for All Families, which was launching in the early childhood learning. How has that gone down? Have people in early childhood centres taken it on board and are accessing that learning portal?
Yeah, absolutely they are. So late last year, September last year, we launched our Family Diversity Inclusion Training for Early Learning Educators, and it's in partnership with Early Childhood Australia, which is the national peak body. And it's this free online training that educators can access to kind of understand how better to include LGBTQ plus parents and their kids in early learning centres. So it's been received really well. Lots of people have done the training, but we kind of went, hang on a sec, we can do more in this space and we can build on that. So I mentioned Marley before. We've just employed Marley, and she is going into centres and offering face-to-face training to educators and to staff at early learning centres to build on the work that we did with the online learning last year. But what we've realised is that a lot of centres might do that online training, but still not really sure how to deal with particular issues. And centres and educators have, you know, different things. You might have an early learning centre that's got lots of trans parents that have got specific needs. You might have a centre that's got lots of kids that are exploring their gender and educators wanting to know about that. You might have a centre that's got lots of, you know, lesbian mums, for example. So the needs of the different centres are different, which is why we thought it's better for us to have a tailored training package with someone that's able to go into early learning centres and support these spaces to become more inclusive of the queer community in general.
So fabulous. I love that so much. You are doing such great work. Thank you, Ashley, so much for sharing all of that with us. And it's also given me some ideas of what I could do with Alfie as well today.
If you'd like to know about any information we've talked about today from Rainbow Families, just head to rainbowfamilies.com.au. You can even search for a local Rainbow Family group in your area that you can join through Facebook and connect with Rainbow Families everywhere.
Thanks so much, Ashley. It's 28 minutes past 8. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.